an attorney representing 13 striking prisoners at the U.S. military prison in Guantanamo Bay said the inmates are prepared to die unless the U.S. military stops searching their Orans. David Reams emphasized that the hunger strikers are determined to take it all the way unless there are changes to the protocols governing how the Holy Oran is threatened at the is treated at the jail. He also said the prisoners have little faith in the jail's new commander and don't trust the monitors from the International Committee of the Red Cross who visited them. The inmates began their strike on February the 6th to protest at what they say are more intrusive searches of their cells, as well as their open-ended detention without charge. More prisoners have joined them in recent weeks. Joining us on the line from San Francisco is Gloria Stella LaRiva from the Answer Coalition. Ms. LaRiva, welcome to the program. First of all, let's jump right in. How do you perceive what has transpired over the past weeks at Guantanamo Bay Prison?
Well, the suffering for these years and the torture of the isolation, the brutality by the guards, has made it intolerable to the point where so many of the prisoners have decided that they will strike until death. And there was a recent major article in the New York Times about this, where the U.S. military is trying to force them nutrition in order not to have this negative result of death because the men cannot take it anymore.
And Ms. LaRiva, has there been any clarifications as to the protocols of the prison on how the Holy Oran is treated there?
I'm sorry, can you repeat the question again?
Has there been any explanation about the protocols at the prison in which the Holy Oran is being treated?
Oh, they claim over and over that they're being treated humanely, but we've seen how brutal it is, how the Quran has been defiled over and over. And, of course, one can never forget what was happening also in Abu Ghraib. I think that the point is, these men do not belong another day in prison. The U.S. simply is rounding people up. There are thousands more in other secret prisons around the world that we don't even know about. How many people have died? How many have starved themselves to death? And the men in Guantanamo are trying to make a statement. This is a time where it's already 7 years, I mean not 7 years, 5 years of President Obama's presidency. One of his main promises at a time when people were so fed up with the Bush administration's mistreatment of prisoners of war that he promised Guantanamo would be shut down. Not only has that not happened, but the U.S. continues to use now more lethal methods against people who are resisting the U.S. empire, the drone attack, and continued secret rendition. But the men in Guantanamo are known around the world, and those who have been released were people who were rounded up simply because they were Muslim, because they came from countries primarily Muslim. And this is such a brutal, genocidal treatment of people of faith.
From the Answer Coalition in San Francisco, that was Gloria Stella LaRiva. Thank you very much for contributing to the program.